Blog Talk Radio.
The following is an open forum dedicated to everybody. Everybody who could tune in and want to get a little bit of taste of this. It's all about, well, understanding the disabled. You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Okay? It's 7 o'clock on the dot here. Not here. I am your host, Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK. Comedy, say hello.
How are you doing?
All right. Now, look, we encourage you to get involved. Let's get into a three-way. Whoa. I'm talking about basically phone-wise, okay? Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay? Hey, you know what? September is ending. October, Disabled Awareness Month, is just around the corner. I'm so excited. I'm actually looking forward to it. Okay, you know how basically as a little kid on Christmas, you always look forward to Christmas as a little kid? I mean, you look forward to it. It was like your favorite day. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one like a kid at Christmas. I really am. Because this October, this Awareness Month, got to make it special, you know?
Everything,
make it really sing.
Everything have not been specialized to be freely special, right? When you're freely special, you're not limited by special, unlivable, and unsuccessful, and unappreciated life behaviors will traumatize you in ways you don't realize, right? When you run across different types of disabilities, if you're not highlighted and motivated, that's why people that are successful in what they do, they don't allow people that are unsuccessful to crowd up around their, you know, business associates, family members, friends. They know it's important to be focused on being free, right? It's so important being free, motivated, inspired, you know, life evolving and successful where you can weather all the abilities that have been presented around you and not be overcome with positive negativity. You heard me? Overcome by positive of negativity, right? And that's another thing that cross-contamination can come on different balance of things that's more of a vapor. Unbalance is like a germ, right? And we know these things in your life, you can see the moment where you're unhappy and you can have people come around you that truly is so inspiring, your disability gets disabled. And it don't even have desires to live that way. And you find when you figure out how your happiness have been weathered, not because you beg to be happy, because your happiness is free by desires that truly have been looked at by other happiness, right? The happiness has been invested by happiness. That's what makes happiness have another, you know, like how you become free to be wealthy, how you have residual. Your residual, how, what the system you put it in place and the things sometimes you don't necessarily know that others are in place for you to actually be rewarded by these steps and procedures, right? Everybody, my name is Comedy Organic, okay?
And I'm Talk Dude.
And Talk Dude. And this show is called
I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. So we're doing right here. Basically, honestly, we're finding that basically sense of inner self, that person. We're finding that. You know what? Handicapped people especially have a bit of a difficult time with that. Sometimes they feel like they're too defined by their affliction.
Okay. Don't make – see, this is what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Okay, go ahead.
There's too many different types of people that have that type of uniform, and guess what uniform don't never fit?
What?
It never fit everybody, right? You got some people that are trying to be handicapped not because they're trying to get disability benefits. Some people try to be handicapped because they have lived space where that is mandatory for them to have that, because the importance of them is more weaponized for them to be handicapped, and they're more powerful not being handicapped. So we're not trying to make handicap as a whole cross-contaminated for those that are being liberated by desire bigger than the handicap. And that must be clear. We're not trying to make this handicap become a hermit for people to stay here and die within this misery that have never been free, because people throw handicap on people like it's some kind of blessing to be disabled, for some kind of blessing. That's why they try to give this like it's more religious and purpose because you're disabled and you're, you know, and people that truly want to be free don't want someone to try to contaminate the freedom of their connection as an individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're having that experience that truly, come on, sir, don't do that, please.
Sorry.
It's so important that we don't allow people to slave us inside of a slavery segment. That is somebody oppressing, and that system operates almost like the food chain, right?
Uh-huh.
If you change the food chain, how would animals live? Imagine if animals ate other animals and you change that food chain. How would the animal live? Think about that. If you went there and changed the system, if all these people are disabled, say, what are we going to do? We're going to change it. We're going to change animals. We all going to go out there and we're not going to let animals eat other animals. How would that look? How would animals operate if someone in there said, I know I'm not going to allow no animal to eat any other animal. I'm not, human beings not going to eat other human beings, eat other animals.
I think we messed the whole chain up. We'd mess the whole circle up. We would just be, everything would be, you know, no one would know what is anymore. Honestly.
You're becoming thrown up in the air that you're trying to make a mess that having some kind of understanding about if people would not allow other people to eat animals. So you said it'd be so chaotic, but how would people operate if no one could eat meat? And no animals can eat meat. What would happen? Like, now think about that in the basic concept. Don't make it so vague where a person can't even understand what your point is, because you're storing it up like dandruff. Like you're storing it like dandruff right everywhere. So what I'm saying to y'all is, if this was pit upon principles, the natural principle of order would be reordered. Did you hear me? It'd be reordered. And people would have different thought process. Ask people that been eating meat that ever became a vegetarian or a vegan, and they ate right. They have so much clarity in their mind, right? Now, if you never ate like a vegetarian, you never ate a vegan lifestyle, your natural, that's a different natural origin, like a person disabled that have not had the reaction of the successful things that could work. Now, if everything was pushed to the maximum ability of what it was within someone disabled, what would happen? If somebody pushed the resources of what you are and put that in the world, and the world was really organically operating on you to give you the best, you wouldn't know yourself no more. So if you know you was a solution out there that could change your life and you never be this dang Yusuf no more, my bad. Yeah. Talk, dude. You know, I had to say something that was naturally connecting to you. And it's not the first time, man. Come on, you got social media. So if somebody put your social media, you got the social media, man. You connect things basically. So people will find you anyway, man. On a bigger level, when people search, they find things that you don't want to tell people, and they know. So my point I'm telling you is, if you truly would change, and you and people found the problem that you was just suffering with, what would you do? You would live your life and you would almost, you would live like this didn't happen to you. You would live like this wasn't going on with you. And it would be hard to connect you to this because you'd be living a different thought process. And if you live in a different thought process, it's only a few people really that have the desire to help others get free. See, people don't tell you how hard it is once you get free to go back through the misery and help others. Now, people try to make it seem like, well, this is your job to do it. It's what's your job to do? What is your true job to do if your job has been always unemployed and someone is taking your job? You heard what I said? Imagine someone see you, you take the job. But imagine your job was always for you to be unemployed and someone else get the benefit. Because if somebody getting benefits, they're not freeing you, because if that's the case, they would come and help people that have situations that you have in different ways. Because collective things that people see that's going on with you, they don't necessarily want to help because that's the thing, right? Imagine if you truly got free, how would that truly mean the investment for others to be free? See, that's what I'm saying to you, because it's things out here could change their life completely without doing any kind of brain surgery, any kind of drugs, the things. If you got these things, would you be pushing? No, you wouldn't be pushing disability like this. Because you would see the way you're going about disability is almost like you, like, on a bigger scale of disability, it's bringing awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on another level, it's unconnecting people that don't have limitations in their mind and within their ability that happen to be physically and sometimes mentally disabled, because sometimes it's chemicals, right? It's chemically imbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
But people talk about it so evil to people that want solutions and willing to get solutions, where they discourage them because they speak in on them. When someone's very vulnerable, they don't necessarily have the patience, then they're annoyed and they have no focus to appreciate the disrespect, okay? And no one on any level truly want to be disrespected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, like they tell comedians. What they tell comedians, oh, you're a comedian, so you shouldn't be offended. Is that realistic?
It's realistic. It's messed up is what it is.
So you tell a person, because they're a comedian, they can't have feelings. You can't have someone bother you.
That's
not realistic at all. That's more a person, not a comedian, saying that. Now, if some comedians say that, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Most comedians say that in a sense. They're not normally, look at this. You find them, who is mostly the most successful people? You could say, well, they're being commercialized and they're being pushed to the machine. But in history, you find out who is the most successful people. Normally, it's some patterns to that, right? It's a successful person. Normally, it's normally, I don't care if you go back 30 years ago. You see patterns of people that are normally successful. But what's one of universal thing you find? Most people that they either extremely connected to you or they don't have patience to deal with you. That's what you see most of the time. The people that good, they normally connect or they disconnect to you. It's very simple in so many ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got somebody disabled tell you something and it sounds like they're joking because they're so sincere and direct what they're saying, and you be thinking they're joking. And you got a person that disabled that joke and you think they're serious because you're like, no way they can think this way. And that's the thing. Most people have not had enough experience with different types of people that happen to have physical or mental things going on with them that they don't get to see another level. They get to say, oh, this person has got mental problems. Oh, I'm tired of this. They ain't seeing. If you're seeing this kind of misery, you got to realize it's just as many or not more amazing people that have physical or mental problems that could be way more happier than you can even imagine. So So if that's the case, if it's more people that's more amazing than the problem that you just label them being, then that's the part you're not seeing, because those people are the really behind the scenes of people getting credit, and disabled person, the one that's the brain operation of that. That's the crazy part. You can imagine how many people that are brain operation of so many people that's not disabled, and they're not even getting the credit for it, right? And you pull all those people out of that equation, how many people would be normal? Even normal people wouldn't have normal jobs. They'd be disabled by their actual lack of ability. And they'll tell you about that. How many people that have exceptional ability, have exceptional understanding, have exceptional creativity, have exceptional wit, you know. They don't tell you about how many times they're disabled. Now, you probably, people say, man, what are you doing looking for disabled? Man, you don't stop pranking on people. Man, this is one thing you can't, you better not be pranking on disabled beauty, okay? Because some people out there that they disabled, what I disabled, okay? And they said a normal. And some people that so beautiful were disabled, you brought up, not even for the negativities, because the positive, but the actual stigma. Now, I've traveled, and I'm telling you, I've seen some women that was disabled that was more attractive than women that was never disabled. It's facts. And to try to put that together to undermine disability as a whole, that is some other pleasurizing things right there. Okay? And it's steps into the rule. People, one of the things we get annoyed is you get people that disabled that have exceptional attraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, depending on who it is, it gets this kind of stigma because everybody wants their disability to be kind of like at the disposal of people that are not disabled. And what happens is it throws the disabled order of freedom to be enslavement, you know, okay? So that's the thing, you know. Now, one of the things, too, is you can't take somebody and evaluate them. Now, you understand, too, you got discrimination with the disabled, right? You got prejudice and bias disabled people, right?
Yeah.
And that's another component, because someone is prejudiced and racist and all these other things, that could be hindering to someone that's going to help somebody, because this person coming in and changing something that what should be the healthy change, imagine amputation change. What does amputation change mean? That means someone destroying something that was living for someone to have a resource. And what they did was they took away the resource, and what happened after that?
Tell me.
A lot of problems have been under control. Now the problems are not in control. Then it's out of control, right? Think about it. When you have health issues that's out of control, what happens? You have problems more. Now, the more you control your health issues, the more pleasurable your time is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. Can you not do that? Can you have just tell us, you know, out your mouth, you know, what I'm asking you, what you're responding to, because that, I think that's one of the habits you got to understand. You get a habit of just doing that. That's why people don't have good communication skills at times, because they go out their way to not communicate, and then their communication skills get worse. You don't practice on communication skills and do everything that's not going to give you the better understanding how to talk to people, how to understand them, how to relate to them. That's because you do that. That's a mental exercise. That's how you get better at it. You'll get better by doing all the things to modify your verbal and your natural instinct ability, okay? So don't do that on the show. Now, everyone, let's listen to the comedian talk, dude. My name is Comedy Organic, okay? I'll be stepping away for a short period of time.
Okay, now the thing is, look, honestly, we're all just people. We all got stuff, okay? Okay, you know what? Everybody thinks they're the exception to the rule. Everybody thinks that basically, you know, they're different. Because usually all they can feel is mostly, you can't totally escape your feelings. You can try to drink and smoke them away, but somehow they're still there. All you can feel is yourself. Now, you don't realize that basically, that's why empathy is so important, to empathize, to feel a connection with another soul, another human being.
Don't forget, we got to the part of the show, is 7:20 p.m., and one of the things we must get to the show, we haven't got to the time, and we normally get to it about 7:15, but this happens at moments within the conversation. Well, we got to talk about women. Talk, Dude, this is part of the show that I do not forget to talk about. And Talk, Dude is aware of this. He's aware that I bring this up. And I say it so much as he know if I don't say it, he know there's something going on. And I haven't missed one. Have I missed one yet? No, I haven't missed one. Now, this is the thing. Now, Talk, Dude, he desires to have attractive women. And not only have attractive woman, he desires to have a respectful and attractive woman that his desires are aligned to. You don't look at people telling you, well, that is superficial. Now, you think this is not evaluation of people superficial or ugly? Now, ugly can be superficial too.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, everybody can be. I think everybody is too superficial because it's just faster and easier and more convenient to judge the book by its cover, to write everyone off. Everybody wants to label. Everyone wants to put everybody in a box.
Okay, so we're just going to make everything. Okay, so we're not even going to chew the food. We're just going to just throw it all up. You know, what are we doing, man? I mean, are we just going to chew all the food together? We're not going to take our time to, you know, have things separate, right? We're just going to have a mouthful of food and just show our food, right? That's the idea. Because you make everything so generalized, it's disconnected. You know that, right? You make everything so normal, connecting, it's not even connecting. You know the point? You let all the wires out there, put them all out there, and guess what happened? You're not even plugging them up. You're just making everything seem like everybody just get it because you said it.
Okay? Not everybody, but there's too much of it. It's too much of a thing. I've seen it my whole life.
Okay, now say that. Stop getting to the point of saying everything just to say it, and not understanding where everybody are not on this. I see this all the time. Nobody all are on the same conversation wave, right? So the thing is, understand how people are thinking, understand how the understanding that you're telling people from your intellect, how can you become better and understanding what you're saying to people and connect to what they're telling you instead of saying, I don't get it. If somebody said, no, I don't like bananas and my banana pudding, you said, oh, I'm not even saying you made banana pudding. I'm just saying hypothetically speaking, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, if you understand, sir, can you stop doing that? Yes or no? Does that work? Don't yes or no works for a minute? Yes or no?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
I want to.
See how simple it is? You're learning to talk. You know, you don't talk well. And what I mean talk well, I mean, let's rephrase that. When I mean he don't talk well, that means he's not willing to talk. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Now, you're not willing to talk. So you're not willing to talk. So, well, that's not a conversation, right? That is you just figuring out a way to not talk so you don't talk well. So this is a thing that modify your understanding to be able to comprehend what you're not telling people. You're telling people words. And guess what? Some of the stuff you be talking sound like you're in the class. Now, no one don't want to be educated and learn, correct? Most people all want to learn, right?
Yeah.
But what happens when you learn? You ever see how you read little kids' books to kids? And for those out there, that's breaking it down. Just because your ability to not be able to understand how to read, if you're not, some people don't know how to read, you should not be disrespected. You should be taught in a way that you learn so you become a better reader.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
This is the thing I'm trying to tell you. It's people that out there that don't know how to read, and you just step over them, and that person could be the person to help you up. Understand, you got to be more. I tell you this all the time. talk, dude. Once you know better, you're supposed to do better. And that means when you see somebody that can't do something, you take your time to learn that, because what happened is you start learning more about yourself. If you take this time to truly help someone and give them the help they need, you'll be learning more. The thing you are talking about, I want to learn more, and you know, learning is sometimes natural. And that's one of the things you're not doing. You're doing everything like radiation. So you're not even getting it, because you see food cooking radiation in the microwave. Is it cooked the best? No, it's not cooked the best. So if you're living your life talking to people with like radiation, you're not even listening to the things you're taking. You ever thought about taking the time to listen to people when you didn't listen? You say, oh, I'm taking the time to listen. What does this mean? This means this. I didn't know this means this. That's what I understand. Stop making words and people experience be what you want it to be. Because they say, oh, that, you know, a guy said, I don't understand women. I don't understand women. That's what they say, right, sometimes. Mm-hmm. But if you understand what she's telling you, what that woman's telling you, they're not the same, right? So if you take that experience as they all are not the same, if it's over 4 billion women around the world, that you're never going to meet all women. So guess what? Well, what? You don't, you're not going to know all women think the same, because you never met all women. So for one, you're going to know women think different. If you understand women think different, they're not going to even feel the same emotion about what you're saying. So the thing is, women that understand what you said, depending on what that relates, what the conversation, you may have a connecting thing that you're finding that could be the partner. But because of how you pin your information kind of in a what they call lost and found, or, you know, a donating bin, you pin yourself in a donation bin where everybody's picking over you and throwing you around. The time you get the person you that needs to be with you, they're kind of plucking you. You know what I mean? They're just taking things off of you. They're not taking things in you that could be more invested in their thought process. Think about that. If you're putting yourself in emotional being, a donation being, a lost and found being, guess what happens? You find people that find things, and they never want to give things to somebody that really needs it. Think about that. If somebody finds the most expensive coat, are you think they're going to leave it there for somebody that really they think deserves that coat? Like, no, I'm leaving this coat here because this person here really looks like they earned it. No, a person that don't want the coat will take that coat around and may sell it, but that coat may be looking dirty because they're going to try it on and wear it and show other people. Guess what they did?
What?
They just took down the value of something that's new. You turn new to dirty. What's that? That's the process of new. New goes to dirty. New don't go to clean. New goes from dirty and it goes around. Then it's clean, right? You don't go new to clean. Almost clean again. No, you go from new to dirty, then you clean. But guess what? You ain't new no more. So let's not forget, dude, you want to attract a woman. And let's not play with this brother.
Now, he said he's not a black man.
But point, he's actually somebody's brother. That's true. He got somebody's, biologically, he's got somebody's brother. But my point I'm making is he won't attract a woman. He always liked attractive women. But he's so humble that he's more humble and more relaxed than a mannequin that had brand new clothes on. So what that means is he's only deserving of attractive woman. Now, he said, man, if I be like a mannequin wearing new clothes, I'm doing a crash dummy test that all – now, hold on a second. If I'm doing all crash dummy tests, that means I'm attractive, having been all these unattractive women, and they sitting there act like they don't tell the attractive women that I'm taking care of their happiness. They're so selfish because that's what it is. You got to realize, if an attractive woman – okay, Comedy Organic, okay, thank you for tuning into the show. We can't find you, but you can find yourself. And this is a show that's representing Talk Dude. Talk Dude, say it for the words.
Okay, you can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. And people, remember, Disabled Awareness Month is coming. Get in the spirit. Get in the mood. All right. Thank you all. Thank you. And good night.